decision has been made. I have stepped over the line. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is in God's hands. I am finished and done with low living, small planning, the bare minimum, smooth knees, tamed visions, mundane talking, frivolous living, selfish giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, the best, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith. I lean on Christ's presence. I love with patience, live by prayer, and labor with the power of God's grace. My face is set. My gate is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions are few. My guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up, or slow up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, and spoken up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I am a Catholic. I must go until he comes, give until I drop, speak out until all know, and work until he stops me. And when he returns for his own, he will have no difficulty recognizing me. My banner is clear. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying, but don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
And welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive here on AM 820. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I am joined by Father Boniface Endorf. We'll bring him on in one quick second, but this is the third day of our, I can't believe it's Friday, third day of our 3.5 day spring spirit drive. If you have not made your pledge yet, what are you waiting for? 614-459-4820 or go online. A lot of people are doing that today. StGabrielRadio.com. There's a donate button. You click on that and it'll tell you what to do. Very easy. We are a listener-supported station. We need your prayers, your financial support to operate. And at this time, so Father Boniface, welcome, first of all.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And before we do anything else, please bring us your Dominican blessing on the show.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, please pour out your Spirit upon this, the St. Gabriel Radio, upon all the staff here and all our listeners out there. Please help them to know and love you more and more and to come to find holiness, peace, and joy in their own lives. And let us pray together. Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, we got the Dominican power in the house. I can just feel that right now. Every hour, we have a different priest guest with us. We have different angels coming in to give us good news. And we have new goals every hour. So our Friday goal for this 10 a.m. Is this? No, 11. What hour are we at? 10 a.m. 11 a.m. 11 a.m. We are. I'm just reading what's on the computer here. Okay, so Friday, 11 a.m. So this is what we have. Number of gifts, 15 this hour. We already, Father, have four on the board. That's awesome. We're looking for 8 sustaining members. We have 2 on the board already. And let me tell you something very special about sustaining membership this hour. For every sustaining member we pick up this hour, there's an extra $100 bonus that gets thrown into the pot for the Friday 11 o'clock hour. Yeah, they just changed it on me now. Friday 11 o'clock hour. So we're also looking for a leadership gift. That's $1,000 or more. That's an important gift that goes a long way with matching dollars on the Spring Spirit Drive. So please, again, the number is 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. So before we go any further, let me bring my angel in for this hour. You've heard her before, Deanna Marie Winkler. She's another ball of energy. Man, I just bottle her up too. She's just a grin, a smile. Your face is on the website right now with the big answering the phone. And she's got, and when you click on it, you just have a big smile on your face. But so check, that's worth checking out at stgabrielradio.com and see Deanna's face on that. So what good news do you have to share with us?
Well, I have great news. Tim came in and he is giving 2 underwriter gifts on behalf of his friends.
Beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful.
They are from Cold Stone Creamery and Central Nails. So thank you so much. Once again, they are stopping into the station. Please stop in, meet the staff, all the volunteers, and we have always have great food. And then there is Brent, and he is from Our Lady of Victory, and he is a brand new listener to the station.
Love that.
So
all
thank
right.
you, Brent. Woo! He made a donation. And then we have Peter. He was out running errands, listening to AM 820, and he decided to drop in and make a donation. So thank you. And he became a bronze member.
Yeah.
And then we have Eileen. She's from St. Joan of Arc, and she is already a business member, but she wanted to make an additional donation. So thank
Beautiful.
You, Eileen.
Thank you.
And
thank
then
you.
We have Bill and that are multi-year sustaining members. We have Bill and Jenny from St. Paul the Apostle, Kathy and Kenneth at St. John the Baptist Parish in Landeck, and David and Laura St. Mary Bremen. And once again, you want to call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. And it says in Proverbs, he who walks honestly walks securely. And that's exactly what St. Gabriel has programs to help you with your faith walk. So call 614-459-4820 at stgabrielradio.com.
You preach it, Mom. She energy or what? You know, and she's reading the names of these people who have been sustaining members for years, 5 years or more. And it's so easy to do. They'll set you up here, you know, $20 or more a month that comes out of the account the way you want that. And you don't have to think about it. You don't have to think about writing that check every month or reminding yourself, oh, I think I skipped a month. They will take care of that for you. But you just know that your money is going to go to a great cause to keep the programming on the air that is changing so many lives, attracting so many lives. We hear this over and over and over. And Father Boniface, you have been on air on AM 820. Well, you participated, I think, in the Dominican Dimension.
The Dominicans here from St. Patrick's, we have our own show, Dominican Dimension, and we talk theology and about God, and it's a great show. I recommend everybody to listen and to give to St. Gabriel to support shows such as that.
You know, and we have to give a shout out to our St. Patrick's listeners. St. Patrick's is a beautiful, beautiful parish. And for those of you that may be unfamiliar with it, you know, it's kind of like has this reputation in Columbus that really, 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 really diehard, devout, on fire Catholics will make the trek in to St. Patrick's and be there. They are there because they want to be there week after week because it's an urban parish. So most people don't live around the corner, literally.
No, the only people who actually live in our parish boundaries are the friars that serve the parish.
Yeah,
everyone
there you go.
Else
Everybody has
comes
to commute.
From elsewhere.
So they commute from far and wide, but they come there. And, you know, I've been down there for different masses, and probably most recently was the Candlemas. What a beautiful liturgy. We had the candles blessed. And, you know, you can see why people go there. It's just a little piece of heaven right here in Columbus.
And, of course, recently we just had St. Patrick's Day. So that was a huge vigil mass and parish-wide party. It was a great time. And we had every year we have a candlelit procession around the church for St. Patrick.
So if you love St. Patrick's, if you're either a member there or you just love that parish, maybe you're Irish and you want to donate for your Irish heritage, for your patron saint, St. Patrick, please call 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com. I know there's a lot of sustaining members that come from St. Patrick's, but we're looking for new ones. And this hour in particular, if for every new sustaining member we pick up this hour, we get $100 extra bonus money going into this Friday 11 a.m. hour. So again, the total gifts we're looking for, Father, is 15. We have five on the board. We're already one-third there. So we are right on the mark there. We have two sustaining members so far this hour. That means six more to go. And we are looking for a leadership gift or a business member. And the business member is, again, $50 a month. It's 100 mentions a year. It's a great way to advertise your business. So consider that as well. We got a lot of stuff coming up, Father. You know, normally at this hour, at 11 o'clock, the show that's playing is Johnette Bankovic's Women of Grace. It's a great show. So we're going to, you know, I always hate to preempt programming because it's such great programming, but this is important that we do this twice a year. So we are going to give you a clip in its place, and we have a clip that will be coming up in a minute. It's going to be Dr. Edward Sree, and it's from Catholic Answers Live. But, and I also want to give out, though, first a shout-out. We were going to have a local testimony at the bottom half of the hour, Barb Hyman from St. Simon and Jude. But she had a hand injury. It was unable to come in. So we just want to give her a shout out for being willing to come in the first place and hope that her hand injury will heal. So and all those that might be from St. Simon and Jude, that's right down there in Columbus, too. Also one of our Columbus parishes. We invite you, too, to be part of the Spirit Tribe, 614-459-4820. But I'm ready kind of to look at this clip. What do you think, Father? Are you ready
Sounds
to
good.
Check it out? Okay, so this is Catholic Answers Live. The speaker is Dr. Edward Sree, and he's talking on relativism.
And the subtitle of the book, Responding to Relativism with Logic and Love, and we are all swimming in a sea of relativism. It's around us all the time. We know what it is because it's the culture we live in. The first you already dealt with, Dr. Sree, lead with mercy. The second, relativism wounds people.
Yeah, this is actually a quote from Pope Francis that he says, you know, relativism is actually wounding people. And I like to make this point that it's not just a bad idea. Relativism is something that's actually ruining people's lives. Why? You know, so what we do is if I buy into relativism, which our culture has, we believe that there is no real moral truth. Then, you know, what we do is we don't give people a compass for their lives. It's just go out and do whatever you want. Be whoever you want to be. I remember as a kid growing up, you probably had the same thing. Did you ever hear people tell you, hey, just be your own person.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
You know, just be yourself. And I remember as a kid going, well, who else am I going to be? You know, so we, you know, I think we don't give people any guidance for life. And then what happens is if we tell people they can just do whatever they want, then they're going to, many people are going to end up doing selfish things that will hurt other people. You know, really what we're made for is human persons. We're made for love. We're made to give love. We're made to be loved. And a traditional kind of Catholic way of looking at life, or even a pre-Christian classical way of looking at life in Athens, for example, great philosophers like Plato and Aristotle, you know, they saw life was about friendship. It was about loving the people that were in your life. And Jesus would say amen to that. And he would highlight that the greatest friendship is friendship with God. That's what we would add on as Christians. And so if that's what life is all about, that's where we're going to find our happiness is in our relationship with God and with our family and our friends. Then, you know, if we start living in relativism and just say there is no purpose, just do what you want, what's going to suffer the most? If we just say that there is no purpose to life, there is no goal in life, everyone just does whatever our Lord wants, it's not surprising that our relationships will suffer the most. And that's what's happening. And when I taught college students at Benedictine College for many years, this is like for the big revolution, Benedictine, you know, when you know, most of the people in my class were not there for the Catholic thing. They were just forced to be in a class to fulfill some requirement. Today, it's a great Catholic school. But back then, 90% of the people didn't want to be there. And I knew I had to win them over on the Catholic moral tradition. And they're all coming from a relativistic perspective. How do I do that? Well, I knew that if I could talk about relationships, talk about friendships, that was going to speak to their hearts. Because they knew, yeah, my parents, you know, they got divorced and they didn't really think about me in that process. Relativism supports all that, right? Hey, do whatever you want. If you want to get a divorce, hey, that's great. You don't have to think about that. Just think about you. You know, or they were in dating relationships where they felt used by the other person or let down by the other person. Relativism, do whatever you want. Hey, it's great. You're free to do whatever you want. But I knew that you can pierce through the webs of relativism and get to their hearts and go, oh, yeah, and make connections. If we promote relativism, then you're going to promote more and more hurt in our relationships.
That was the voice of Dr. Edward Sree. He was talking about relativism, featured on Catholic Answers Live. You can hear that show at AMA 20, 6 to 8 p.m., Mondays through Fridays. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Father Boniface Endorf of St. Patrick's, one of our beloved Dominicans. And I just have to stop and look at this goal. We've had a flurry of activity here. So we have a goal this hour, Friday at 11 o'clock. We're looking for a total of 15 gifts. We're already at 7, Father. We are like, I don't want to say we're ahead of this. Right? Be careful what I say. But we are in a good, strong start. We want to say good, strong start. We're looking for 8 sustaining members. We're halfway there, too. Look at 4 out of the 8 have already joined us. And remember, for every new sustaining member this hour, that's $100 extra. So we just picked up, you know, $400 as a bonus money right there.
We're in place not only to meet our goals, but to blow them out of the water this
right
hour.
Out of it. Right out of it. And want that leadership gift, $1,000. And maybe that's you at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And if you're a business member or would like to be a business member, we've got lots of business members. And for $50 or more a month, you get 100 mentions of your business. It's a great way to advertise. People who listen to Catholic Radio do patronize the businesses they hear. And you'll have lovely voices recording your mentions throughout the year. So just a great way to promote your business and promote the Lord, of course. And there's, you know, we should probably mention this too, Father, that there's the gifts for when you donate. There's, first of all, a beautiful porcelain Madonna rosary holder. She goes to anyone who makes one of those leadership donations of $1,000 or more. The Imitation of Mary by Thomas A. Kempis. That's for new sustaining members, that book, or also business members. So either one of those can get that book. And then right off to your shoulder, Father, there's this beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima. And we have 2 of those that we are raffling off, which is a beautiful, appropriate gift for the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do to be eligible for that is simply call us. Just give us a call and say hi, 614-459-4820. All the ones who call are entered into this. At the end of the 3.5 days, there'll be a raffle for 2 of those beautiful statues.
That's great, especially in this 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima. I'm actually going to travel over there for May for the 100th anniversary.
Are you?
I'm really looking forward to that.
It's on my bucket list. I've not been there yet.
The Pope is going to be there to celebrate the Mass for the 100th anniversary. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, is this going to be your first time going over there?
It is. I've never been to Fatima before.
Well, how about if you love Our Lady of Fatima, and who doesn't love Our Lady of Fatima? If you love Our Lady of Fatima, call in, tell us how much you love her. And the number is 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com. So that clip we were just listening to, Father, is Dr. Edward Sree. He spoke at the Catholic Women's Conference a few years ago. He's very knowledgeable, very enthused speaker. And yeah, the whole topic of relativism, you know, I've certainly heard discussions about moral relativism and the chaos it can cause because, you know, everyone's saying there's no truth, you know, no absolute law and of nature or rules or anything. But I really never thought about it as its ability to wound people.
Absolutely. Because under relativism, it tells you to follow whatever you desire. There's no truth to who we are. But if you do that, people get hurt. You can think of it this way. If you believe in relativism, you really misunderstand the world and how it works. It's like you have a plane, an airplane designed by a guy who has no idea about the laws of aerodynamics. Mm-hmm. Well, that plane's going to crash. Yep. He has no idea how to make it fly. Well, the same, if you ignore the truths about what it lives to live a human life, what it means to be a human, if you act blindly of that, you're going to be acting essentially like an insane person. You're going to cause all sorts of damage. It's like if you had a guy who believed that, say, the world is ruled by a conspiracy of leprechauns. Well, he's going to believe a lot of other silly things,
right. And
he's going to end up leading a life that makes no sense. It's the same if you don't believe in your own humanity, and there's a truce to that humanity. There's Frank Sheed famously said that theology leads us towards sanity, to understand the world. And we have to understand what it means to be human, or you're going to do things that hurt your own humanity. And so the rules, the laws that God gives us, they're not like hoops for us to jump through that we can ignore. It's like when a mother tells her toddler, don't touch the hot stove. Well, she's not saying that because she wants to make her kid jump through hoops, but she don't want her kid to burn the hands.
Right. Absolutely.
We ignore those things. We're just going to keep touching that stove, and the people to be hurt is ourselves and those in our lives.
I like how Dr. Sri brings it to the discussion down to the level of relationships. Mm-hmm. How do these decisions affect relationships? I think everyone can relate to that, mm-hmm. you know, as they start to think about in their own life, well, how are my decisions then affecting the people that I care about most?
And really what God's grace is seeking to do with us is to give us the freedom to be able to love God and to love our neighbors, those people in our lives. Because what sin does is it traps us within ourselves. And all the vices that go along with sin prevent us from being able to love the people around us. And what grace does is it allows us to overcome those shackles of sin and be free to love other people. Like a small example, take a young father, and he loves video games way far too much. Mm-hmm. And he comes home, and there he is, his young wife and young children, and they want to spend time with him. They haven't seen him all day. And what does he do? He goes and plays video games and ignores them.
Right.
What his desire to play video games has done by fulfilling that is it's prevented him from being present to his family, him from being the person God is calling him to. And ultimately, it'll make him and his family unhappy.
Absolutely. You know, and but people don't see that right mm-hmm. away. They don't see that. But, you know, right here on these airwaves, you're not going to find moral relativism proclaimed. You're going to hear the truth and beauty of Jesus Christ. And people want to hear that. There is a great hunger, a great thirst for that. And I see that the phones have been ringing, Father. We are now at 9 gifts out of the 15. So we're right on course there. 5 sustaining members now out of the 8 we're looking for. And again, for every new sustaining member, we're picking up that $100 bonus. So we have just added $500 of quote free money, you know, to this goal of the 11 o'clock hour here on Friday of the Spring Spirit Drive. But we do need a few more gifts here to accomplish that goal and take advantage of that free. Who doesn't want another $100 donated, you know, by becoming a sustaining member? Your gift is just increasing by $100. So the number again is 614-459-4820, or go online, stgabrielradio.com. And before we go any further in our discussion, Father, we're going to bring our angel of exuberance, Diana Marie Winkler. What good news do you have?
I have fabulous news. This is a great day. We do have the multi-year sustaining members, Ed and Donna from St. Brendan the Navigator in Hilliard. We have Mary at St. Peter Columbus and Michelle St. Andrew Columbus. Thank you so much. We also have Anne from Grove City of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. She happens to be a dear friend of mine. And her contribution is in honor of her mother, her father, her husband, and our dear friend Cindy. And she says she loves everything about St. Gabriel and that it's a fabulous station. So thank you, Anne. Then we have Andrew from St. Catherine, St. Mary. And this is in honor of Father Lutz. And he just says that he loves everything on the radio. Thank you, Andrew. We have Joan from St. Patrick's. And she says this is in honor of St. Patrick's and the dedication of the city with having confession every day.
Yes.
And so she says to say, tell hi to Father Boniface. So hi.
Hi, Judy.
And she has become a bronze member. So thank you.
Woo-hoo.
We have Kat, and she's from Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And 4 years ago for Lent, she gave up listening to secular music, and she started listening to AM 820 St. Gabriel Radio at 614-459-4820. Or you can go online also for stgabrielradio.com. And she says now she listens exclusively to AM 820. And she says she loves the Dr. David Anders program and Father Ricardo. And she is a silver member.
All right. Thank you.
Woo. And then we also have Christine from St. Vincent de Paul in Mount Vernon. And she says something moved her to become a member, a bronze member. So, Holy Spirit. Okay, that's what it was. So continue to call at 614-459-4820 or go to online to stgabrielradio.com. We thank all of you. And if you get a chance, stop in and meet the staff and all the volunteers. And thank you not only to the phone volunteers, but all those volunteers that are bringing in food to keep us all fed. You're spiritually fed here on the radio. radio, but then we'll also feed your bellies.
Yes.
Thank you.
And if you've never been to the station, it is beautiful. We've expanded since the years that I started here, and it's beautifully decorated. Every room is beautifully decorated. We have this beautiful chapel that you can come and pray. There's relics in there. It's just a place of smiles and hospitality. And today, open house day here, there's food in there, and we want to meet you. And people are dropping in off the street here at Winterset Drive, which is Henderson and 315 area in Columbus. So come by. We'll be here till probably 6 o'clock tonight. Yeah, there'll be people 6 o'clock tonight, and you can drop off your donation. Just tell us what you think about Catholic Radio. Again, that number, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And, Father Boniface, I know all of you priests are so busy today. It means a lot for us that you come in and take this hour with us and just be here. Why do you think Catholic Radio is so important today in the life of a Catholic?
Because it reaches so many people that everybody has a radio. And they can quickly just tune in that radio to 820, and they can hear a message of hope and of what God is doing in people's lives and can do in their lives. And so much of our media is stuff that's either irrelevant or will really take you away from God.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a chance where you can plug back into your faith, and anyone can do it, from the person considering becoming Catholic to the lifelong Catholic to someone who's very holy, to someone who's struggling to be holy. There's something for everybody, and it's right at your fingertips, just dialing into 820 on the radio.
It's such a great medium. I think of Archbishop Fulton Sheen and what he did in the 60s with television. And, mm-hmm. But radio, there's so many benefits about radio because it is that personal communication. You might be in your car feeling like you just are having this one-on-one conversation with someone. It's very personal. It's very, now. It's very in the moment, very present. And then plus with all like the apps and stuff that you can streamline, you can download things onto your devices, programs. So if you want to listen to a dozen Dominican Dimension shows, mm-hmm. you can do that.
I would recommend it, in fact.
So, that's the kind of thing that the listening is there when you need it, how you need it. And I've been listening for years. I'm out there. I'm a Catholic evangelist through my writing, speaking, and media work. And yet every time I turn on Catholic radio, I'm learning something. Like I'm doing this 3-night mission and stuff, and I still add things to my mission. I got to add that to the mission. New slide, because it's just like that's so relevant, and that's another great point. And so I'm always being catechized, even though I consider myself a well-educated Catholic by mm-hmm. now. I'm always getting catechized. It's uncanny how the radio speaks to me when I'm in that car listening.
And you'll never be done. You can always Mm-mm. learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, beyond the 2,000 years of tradition in the church, there's so many different perspectives on every point. You're never going to reach a point where, okay, I know everything. There's nothing new to learn. It never comes in this life.
Right.
And so it's always worthwhile to keep learning. And a really easy way to keep learning your own faith is by listening to Catholic Radio.
And it's fun and it's engaging and it's inspirational because, we are working with a listening, population out there that is used to being entertained, mm-hmm. is used to being, they don't want to be bored. Mm-hmm. They got a busy life. So we need to be out there communicating in engaging ways. And I think Catholic Radio does that. Both our national shows that are so great, Morning Glory and Al Cresta and Catholic Connection and Open Line, and then our local programs. So we do like a dozen or 13 local programs.
Which is amazing.
And they're all high quality shows.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. It's just a blessing what God has done through the station, through the people he's called forth. And he's calling you today. I am attesting he's calling you because we can't be here without the dollars behind it to keep the lights on, to keep the heat on in the winter and the air on in the summer. So 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com. You hit donate. So we have this goal, 15 gifts for the hour. We're still sitting at 9. So we don't want to sit at 9. I mean, I know we're well on our way here and we're coming through half the hour, but we don't want to slow down here. We don't want to slow down. So pick up that phone and also don't forget, this is a very special hour because for every new sustaining member we pick up this hour, we get that $100 bonus. So we have a goal of 8 sustaining members. That's $20 or more a month. And we've got 5 already. So we've got most of them. We need 3 more sustaining members. Can you be that sustaining member at 614-459-4820 and say, yes, I want to put down $20 a month to keep this amazing station going? And you heard all those people calling in who are saying, I'm a new listener, my life has changed, I'm, you know, on fire, I'm learning things I never learned before. Who doesn't want to be a part of that?
And $20, that's not even two movie tickets. That's, and what's a movie, an hour and a half? If you listen to more than an hour and a half of radio, then it's a steal to be able to support it for less than the price of two movie tickets.
Absolutely. And there's hardly any good movies left anyway. So
no.
When we come back, we're going to be listening to another audio clip, another one from Dr. Sri on relativism. So stay with that. And don't forget to make your call, 614-459-4820.
Is it time to change the flooring in your home? Then you owe it to yourself to check out Evans Carpet Junkyard. Family owned and operated for 53 years, Evans Carpet offers a large selection of quality carpet, remnants, and flooring at great prices. Evans also offers binding for those comfortable area rugs. Stop by their spacious 20,000 square foot facility at 665 North Hague Avenue off of 70 West and stroll through the large inventory of in-stock flooring that's available for quick installations. Visit carpetjunkyard.com today. Evans Carpet Junkyard, quality carpet at junkyard prices.
The Lenten Family Buffet at the Church of the Resurrection is the best in New Albany. We serve a buffet including fried and baked fish, grilled cheese sandwiches, cheese pizza, mac and cheese, baked potatoes, and French fries with a variety of soups. Lemonade, iced tea, and coffee are complimentary with a meal. Now, the meals may include tuna melts or either a pasta marinara or a vegetable lasagna. Be sure to check out our desserts. We serve from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Fridays at the Church of the Resurrection.
The retirement communities of Wesley Ridge, Reynoldsburg, and Wesley Glen, just south of Worthington, provide a great array of senior adult living accommodations. Online at wesleyridge.com.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
You know, you can be too generous. For example, if a man comes home with his paycheck, and say he's just got $100, he's got five children, he's got rent, gas, and electric to pay, and he sees a poor man there, and he gives him the whole $100. And you say, oh, God's going to reward him. See, the gas and electric company aren't going to think that way. That man was too generous. Now you say, well, how could he be too generous? He has his family to think about. He has his rent to pay. These are just debts and just obligations. Now, he could have given part of that, but to throw away all of it is to use a virtue to an excess. Now, you can do that with virtues. You can do that with any good thing.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
A proud supporter of AM 820, the Joseph Group, providing families, businesses, and not-for-profits with portfolio management and investment advice since 1999. On the web at josephgroup.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Tamio, host of Catholic Connection. And if you're listening to this radio station, then you know the important role Catholic radio plays in changing lives and bringing people closer to Jesus. You know about the benefits of Catholic radio, and you certainly are aware, probably because of the impact it's had on your life and friends and family, of why we need Catholic radio. You know, and thanks to EWTN, our program is actually provided free of charge. But for this radio station and others, there are a lot of expenses that must be paid on the local level to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, however, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Catholic Connection every single day. And don't worry about the amount. No matter what the amount, your gift will work to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. So please prayerfully consider making a gift to this station right now.
I wanna live my life uncovered. I wanna be more than a number. All I need is your love. I wanna live less ordinary. I wanna be extraordinary. All I need is never ending love.
And we're back for the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AMA 20 Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Father Boniface Endorf of St. Patrick's Parish in Columbus. And we are having a great hour, a great time here. And Father, I'm so excited because during that break, we just had some more numbers pop up. Why don't you tell our listeners what we got going here?
Well, on our gifts, we have a goal of 15 and we're at 12. And
woo!
20-some minutes left on the hour. We got a chance to really blow past that.
Yes, we do.
For sustaining members, we're also doing awesome. We have a goal of 8, and we're already at 6.
Yeah.
So we should certainly be able to meet and exceed that goal.
And we get that bonus money.
That's right. So there, for every sustaining member, there's $100 extra dollars added to it. So
right.
You can leverage your own donation.
That's right.
And on leadership gifts, we can still use one of those. So if you're considering it, now's the time to give. And as a bonus on top of it all, we got a business member this hour.
Yeah. So the business member, that's awesome. So we are really, really close to the goal. And that makes me very happy because I would be disappointed if I had to leave here and not hit the goal. I mean, I don't think I've ever never not hit the goal. So
that would be depressing.
It would be very
sad. So help
sad.
Us out, Columbus.
So yeah, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Do you want to give a special shout out to your St. Patrick's parishioners?
Yes. If you're considering giving, now's the time to give. You want to give while Friars here because it makes the whole St. Patrick community look better.
That's right.
So St. Patrick's folks, chime on in.
Who's in there? No, who do we have? Father Stephen Alcott.
He's the pastor. And then we have Father Jerome Zeiler, mm-hmm. Father Charles Schonk, and myself. We are his helpers, his minions.
Except you're in white, not yellow. But
yeah, that's right. And we have Brother Paul Kennedy and Father Thomas Blau, the mission preacher for the Diocese of Columbus.
Wow. Have had them all on the show. So wonderful, wonderful. And we have our angel, Deanna. We had Dee Dee last hour. Deanna Marie, what good news do you have to share with us now?
Well, we have great news. First of all, I want to tell you to keep calling at 614-459-4820. Or you can do like these next few people have done. They've gone online to stgabrielradio.com. So we want to thank Mel from Columbus, and he has become a bronze sustaining member. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Mel.
We also have that they've gone online at stgabrielradio.com. It's Peter and Kathy from PAL, and they have made a donation. So thank you both.
Thank you.
And then we have Tom from Westerville, and who is sending in a donation as an underwriter. So thank
all
you
right.
So
that's
much.
Our business member.
And we also have calling in. Grove City is really coming on strong. Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and she's and Norm. He says that he likes the Catholic answers. So thank you, Norm.
All right.
And
woo.
Then we also have our. Once again, our multi-year sustaining members, it's Michael and Joanne at St. Peter Columbus, Michael and Kathleen, St. Andrew Columbus, and Dania at St. Patrick in
yeah.
London.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, to them too.
Okay. Yeah, them too.
You know, Elizabeth, I have a quick, one of my mottos is you can be pitiful, you can be powerful, you can't be both.
That's
I've
right.
chosen to be powerful, and so has St. Gabriel Radio. They are being powerful and sharing the word of God. So continue to call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com or come on in and share some food with us and fellowship.
So that's awesome. Great donations. Such generous donations coming from all over the diocese. And I wanted to mention this one. So this person who is an underwriter, so that's one of our business
yes.
members now, and it's coming from eTapestry Automation. Do you think that's the name of the company? Well, I don't know. Check, see if we can get that. I'd like
okay.
to just mention that company right now just to give them a sample of
okay.
what it's like to hear your company named as a business member so we can encourage other business members as well.
Okay,
because
get right on that.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Okay, thank you.
Manager over here. She's getting her wings on and out she goes. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, Father Boniface, you're in the other St. Patrick's.
That's right.
They're all good. It's a great diocese. It's a great diocese. So what else is going on at St. Patrick's we have a minute. So we can talk about St. Patrick's for one more minute. What else is going on there that we should know about? Anything exciting coming up?
Easter's coming and we have Holy Week, and we're now in full swing. We have daily confessions after each 11:45 Mass. We have confessions until the line ends, and those lines are getting packed. And
yeah,
So it's a great time to be able to provide the mercy of Jesus Christ to all the people coming to seek to renew their friendship with him. And it's
Amen.
A great ministry.
Great ministry. Great parish. Okay, so now we're ready for our next audio clip. We're going to go back to Dr. Edward Sree again. And again, it was from Catholic Answers Live. And he is continuing his discussion on relativism.
The third key is law equals love.
What does that mean?
Yeah, in our culture today, people think law is just some random rule from our religion. So why are you imposing your moral laws on us? You know, this is your truth. It's not my truth. But what we have to see is, no, law is all about love. It comes from the God who is love. He loves us so much. He made us a certain way. He made us to be happy. And he loves us so much, he showed us the way to live life well so we can be happy. That's what the moral law is all about. It's not just some hoops we have to go through. And sadly, I think that's what many Catholics think. And I meet a number of even non-Catholics that might think, oh, you have to do the moral law to be a good person, you know, so I can get to heaven. And but really, it's like, as a dad, I have to give laws in my home because I love my kids and I want them to grow and thrive and be happy. That's what the moral law is all about. So the point I make is that in all of our conversations with our friends, what we want to do is, whatever the issue might be, I don't care if the issue is abortion or the definition of marriage or premarital sex or whatever the issue is, bring it back to love as quickly as possible. In other words, frame it all in the context of love. If we just stay at the level of just, you know, kind of some heady argument, it's not going to connect to people's lives. We have to show them, no, they're going to be happier if they live this out. And it's a loving thing to do, to share the moral law with others.
The fourth key, making judgments versus judging souls. So am I supposed to judge or not judge? Or
This is the big question out there, right? That, yeah. You know, you always hear people that never quote the Bible. They suddenly quote one verse. You know, yeah. They'll say, oh, Jesus said, don't judge. And so why are you Catholics talking about what's morally right or wrong? And what we have to do is see that what Jesus is talking about there is judging a soul, which means you're condemning them. You're saying, this is, I know their spiritual status before God. I know it's never going to change. I'm condemning them. That's that. We're not in that business. You know, that Jesus is saying that's between God and that soul alone. But that doesn't mean that I can't make judgments. God wants me to use my mind and make judgments all the time, right? I can look outside and say, it's raining, I'm going to get an umbrella. I could see my kid ready to touch the burning stove and realize, oh, that's not good for that person, right? We make judgments all the time. And if I do that, I'm not condemning her soul. I'm not judging her soul. But I'm using my mind and realizing she's going to do something that's going to hurt her. And can we do the same thing when it comes to people's moral actions? Absolutely. Jesus wants us to do this. In fact, the New Testament says, Paul talks about the spiritual man judges all things. So we're supposed to judge. Absolutely. Judge actions, judge moral actions. We don't judge souls. Let me give an example. If there's a college student, this is an example I use in the book, let's say at UCLA there in California, the young freshman girl who's sleeping around one man after another, can I use my mind to make a judgment that's not good for her, that she's never going to find the love that she's looking for, that this is not a good act? Absolutely. Now, I don't judge her soul. I don't know her background. I don't know her situation. I mean, God sees more than I can see. Maybe this poor girl was sexually abused. Maybe she came from a broken home. Maybe she was just always taught from a young age, this is what it means to be a liberated woman. I don't know all that. That's between her and God alone. But if I love her, here's the key. If I love her, I may not judge her soul, but I know this isn't good for her. I need to share the truth with her. Again, if she's a close friend or family member, you know, someone in my life, I need to charitably, kindly, maybe not right away, but in the right time, the right way, lead her to what is going to lead her to her happiness. That's what love is. If I love her, I want to share a better way for her. I don't judge her soul, but I can make a judgment. This isn't good for her, and I want to help her. That's love.
And that was the voice of Dr. Edward Sree on Catholic Answers Live, speaking about relativism. It's a great show. Teaches us so much about the faith. Catholic Answers Live every Monday through Friday, 6 to 8, here on AMA 20. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm joined by Father Boniface of St. Patrick's. And I want to make a couple of announcements real quick. There's a ton of food here at the station, here at Winterset Drive by Henderson and 315. So the staff is telling me, make sure you tell people to stop by. There's a lot of food in the conference room. We'd love to meet you. It's just a joyful atmosphere. A lot of people milling around. So do come. Come and see, you know, what your dollars are supporting. It's a real place. It's got great people here, and we're doing some really important work, and you can be a part of it at 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com. So, Father Boniface, we're getting very, very close here. We've got 15 gifts as our goal. We're at 12, so we're three away, and we've got 15, 16 minutes left. So three more calls, and two of them, we're looking for two new sustaining members. That's really important. That's at $20 a month or more. So can that be you? 614-459-4820. Help us.
We're now in the fourth quarter.
We're in the fourth quarter.
And we could use your help. to push us over for those last few scores that will help us win this hour.
That's right. You know, we had such a jump out of the blocks at the beginning of the hour, but you don't want to see us break a sweat now.
When you're ahead, you don't want to get complacent and let the other team come
back. That's right. We've seen that.
Let's do this last effort in the fourth quarter.
I know. We've seen it in the Super Bowl. We've seen it in the World Series. So yep. Don't get complacent. Anything can happen in the last quarter. And, you know, I want to mention, too, about business members. We picked up a new business membership, and this one is Walter Novak Legal Group. And we want to first of all give them a shout out to them and say thank you for stepping up and calling 614-459-4820. And for that, Walker Novak Legal Group is going to get 100 mentions throughout the year. And that doesn't include what we're saying now. Okay, that's not today's, but that's from here on out. And so that's how your station, your business rather, can be promoted on the air. We'll be talking about, you know, you as Walker Novak Legal Group. So you can get on board with that and promote your own business at 614-459-4820. And then, of course, you're promoting the good news of Jesus Christ, which is the really exciting news. Looks like we just got some more gifts here, Father. We have 14 now to the 15, so we're very, very close. 7 sustaining members out of 8.
And we just got a bronze monthly gift.
Oh, yes.
From Dr. Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a faithful member of St. Patrick's at every 7 a.m. Mass. And it's in honor of Father Boniface and the Dominican Friars of St. Patrick's and for the St. Patrick Vigil and Festival, and the Polish Sisters of the Immaculate Conception.
They are wonderful.
They are wonderful. And so thank you, Dr. Dennis, for supporting the great work at St. Gabriel Radio and giving St. Patrick's and all the great things that happen there a shout out.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, this is so exciting. So we are so close to our goal Friday, 11 o'clock hour. And remember, for every new sustaining member we're picking up, we're getting a $100 bonus. So since we have 7 of the 8 that we're looking for, that means $700 extra dollars has been funneled into this hour. So it is. It's a great way to increase your gift. You know, it's free money. And we don't want to miss on any free money that's being offered. And people are doing that because they're trying to inspire others like yourself to pick up that phone at 614-459-4820 and get on board the Spring Spirit Drive and support this beautiful station and the work it's doing. You know, and the station is what brings us these clips, you know, not clips, they're full hour programs when they're on St. Gabriel Radio, but Dr. Edward Sree before on Catholic Answers Live. And, you know, he was talking about relativism and he's talking about moral law that, ultimately it's designed by God for our own happiness. But people see it as like something that's going to inhibit their freedom.
That's true. A lot of people, the way, even Christians will see it this way, that Christianity is a bunch of rules, and essentially the way it works is that God has set up a minefield, and you've got to jump just right around all the rules, or God's going to blow
That's
you up.
Right.
And if you manage to follow all the rules and don't get blown up, you'll get rewarded at the end with heaven. That is not the way to look at it. That way leads to despair. That what you want to see it as is what it truly is that these rules that God gives us are like guidelines for helping us live a holy life, a happy life, to find fulfillment. And so if you've ever seen little kids in a bowling alley and they get those bumper rails and the gutter balls so that they can't throw a gutter ball, they're blocked up by those rails. That's what the rules that God gives us are about. They're to help us not throw gutter balls in life, to help us to really thrive and get a good score of bowling, or even more importantly, to find eternal life.
Yeah, great. That's a great analogy. I know another great technique that Dr. Sree uses is that he brings he tells you, bring all, like if you're starting to have a conversation, someone's not seeing eye to eye to you, bring all conversations back to love. You know, show people how, you know, the happiness that the moral law can bring them. You know, that's really key because that's what people want.
That's what's essential. What really brings, what if you want to evangelize, then you have to show what is different about Christianity. And you can't say it. They have to see in you that you've been touched by the Holy Spirit and that you have changed because of the grace God has given you, that there's a power in the world that the world on its own doesn't know. And that power is the power of divine love, of charity. And that's what brings people, because they'll see someone and say, I want to be like that person.
That's right.
What, and I've had people in RCIA, they ask the person that brings them to the church, what is it that makes you who you are? And they say, Jesus Christ. And that's how people are evangelized since the earliest days of the church. It's that Christians love each other
love
God. And that's what our hearts desire. And seeing someone transformed by that divine charity, that divine grace, is what will draw other people.
Yeah, this is great stuff. We're talking about moral law, Father and I, and talking about the true path to happiness. You know, talking about how to use judgment in a constructive and loving way. Because, boy, that don't judge stuff. You know, people love to hide behind the don't judge, you know. And
what's behind it is not truly, well, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. And that's if you right. just say everything somebody does, whatever, that's truly a form of hatred. It's a form of deeper indifference. Because think of it, here's a situation. So you have a guy, and in his back lawn, he's a large back lawn, and there's a lake. And every winter it freezes over, and the kids love to ice skate on that. And in one year, it's a very mild winter, and the ice is really thin. And he thinks, well, should I put up a sign saying no skating thin ice? Then he thinks, well, the kids will be really upset, so I'm not going to put the sign up. That's an act of indifference and hatred. And so to watch people destroy themselves and say, it's okay, what you're doing is an act of indifference and hatred to those people, because you might have a chance to save them, to help them, and you choose not to because it might be hard to tell them that they're actually hurting themselves. That's not love. That's not love to watch people harm themselves and do nothing.
That's right. And we can't afford to be indifferent today. The stakes are way too high.
Yeah.
We need to be engaged. We need to be proclaiming the truth. And people are responding, Father, to what you're saying, because we have just hit our 15 gifts. We've hit our 8 sustaining members. So, I mean, we're just like, woo!
We did it.
The only thing we could do that would like really be the cherry on top here is get that leadership gift. I haven't gotten one yet in this Spring Spirit Drive during my hours. That's the $1,000 or more. So if you'd really like to make me very happy this Lent, pick up the phone, 614-459-4820, or go on your computer, stgabrielradio.com. And, you know, that $1,000 or more does so much good work. What any donation, any amount, just pray, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in your generous giving, and your money will go to a great cause, which is proclaiming the truth and beauty of our Catholic Church.
Frankly, if you're serious about evangelization and you have $1,000, there's very few things you can do that will be more effective in evangelization than giving that money to St. Gabriel Radio.
Don't you think it's going to be fun when we get to heaven one day and we find out like what our efforts have done,
yes.
whether they were a homily you preached or money people did, you know, sent into St. Gabriel to support them. All the souls that we have saved or improved their lives
in this life, what you sow, you rarely get to see reaped. You rarely get to see the effects of your action, and you trust that God uses all your good works, but it'll be incredible to see with our own eyes the effects that we were able to do with God's grace to help others.
I know. I can't imagine, you know, as I think, Catholic radio has been a presence now since, I guess, really like the 90s, I think, maybe. And, you know, I can't imagine what it was like before that. I think this has got to be such a powerful evangelization tool for priests to be using in their day-to-day, you know, work with their people.
Absolutely. And in RCIA, they all listen to it and learn all sorts of things. In an RCIA class, you can't cover everything, no matter how many months that RCIA goes. And so I hope and trust that St. Gabriel helps fill in some of the gaps of the things we can't get to, or reinforces what we do say. And it's an essential tool of any parish to be able to tell people that you can listen to St. Gabriel Radio, knowing that what they get is solid and reliable, and it will build up the faith of the parishioners.
And maybe you're listening today and you are in RCIA. Maybe you're one of those people on a journey to the church. We'd love to hear from you today at 614-459-4820 here on our Spring Spirit Drive, or stgabrielradio.com. We'd love to hear how you feel about coming into the Catholic Church. We love our new candidates and catechumens. And this is just a wonderful time. And we were saying this the other day, but this is the season for spring sacraments. We have kids making Holy Communion for the first time, confirmation, reconciliation. So maybe you want to make a donation in honor of someone who's going to be anticipating and receiving the sacraments for the first time. So many good causes that you can donate to at 614-459-4820.
Yes, this is a great time. It's a time of spring. Everything comes to life, and this would be a great time to help this radio station flourish as well, to bring you the programming you know and love and rely on, and also to share that with other people, to bring them the source of joy you find in your life, to introduce them to that. And it's great to support this. And I think, looking at this, we've met our gifts and our sustaining members.
We have.
So now is your chance to not just help us meet the goal, but you can be the icing on the cake.
There you go.
To really solidify this hour is a great success for this station and our listeners.
And we picked up by meeting the sustaining members, by getting the 8 that we were looking for. We got $100 for each one of those. So a bonus $800 mm-hmm. has been put into this hour, Father. So I think your just Dominican presence and power in the station today has inspired hearts, and we are so thrilled that you've been able to join us and be a part of this. And again, keep these phones ringing. I'm going to be back, actually, for another hour of the Spirit Drive, one more hour today, and then I think if my voice lasts, because I've been doing a lot of talking this week, but I'll be up with Father Jeff Rimmelspaugh. He's in the house. I just saw him walk by. He's from St. Margaret of Cortona in Columbus. We'll have more clips. We'll have a powerful testimony. Do stay tuned in for the next hour. Here we have a very, very powerful local testimony that we're going to hear from Richard Sharon, one of our avid listeners. So he's got quite the story. You do want to stay in time for that. And, you know, the other thing is, maybe you've given. Well, that's great. And thank you so much for your generosity. But inspire your friends. So go out there and tweet and Facebook and email and let people know. Remind them that this is the week for the Spring Spirit Drive. We're here through today and a half day tomorrow. And we are needing your call at 614-459-4820. And here's my angel,
Yay!
Deanna Marie. What okay. have you to tell us?
Yes, I have great news. And continue to call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. We have Joan that has called, and she is from St. Patrick's Parish. And she says she likes all the programs and that she listens constantly. And what she has done, she has upgraded her monthly contribution. So that is one
yes.
thing that you can
yes.
do is do
That's
an upgrade.
Upgrades.
Thank you so much. And then we have Barbara from St. Simon and Jude. And this is in honor of her friend Bob and also the West Jefferson EMTs, who she had an accident yesterday, and they were so, so very nice to her. And she also is an ambassador for St. Gabriel Radio, which is, if you don't think you are an ambassador, call Colleen here at 614-459-4820. We have ambassadors at all the different churches that will contribute, that will keep all of our bumper stickers and all our holy cards at the church. And we're always looking for them to represent your church. So, and she says she loves everything and encourages people to try it at least 3 times, because she believes the Holy Spirit will lead them. So thank you so much.
Nice.
And then we do have Sue from St. Andrews, and she says she likes Patrick Madrid and many others. And once again, we have the multi-year sustaining members, is Cindy and Tom, St. Margaret of Cortona in Columbus, Becky at St. Peter Columbus, and George and Cheryl, St. Catherine of Columbus.
All
we
right.
want you to continue to call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com or come on in and visit with us and have some good food.
Lots of food here. Thank you, Deanna Marie. And thank you, Father Boniface, for your presence and your energy. Can you leave us with your Dominican blessing, please?
All right. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Lord God, please bless this station as it tries to raise the funds it needs to continue its mission of evangelization, and bless also all the listeners out there that they may come to know Christ more in their life, find his grace to help them to grow in their love, and to be evangelists themselves, to work for the salvation of the whole world. And may the blessing of Almighty God be with all of you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. It was great fun having you. Go get something to eat, Father.
Thank you.
I will be back in the next hour with Father Jeff Rimmelspaugh, so do stay tuned for that and a powerful local testimony. And what we're going to do is leave you a clip from Family Sanctuary with Marianne Jepson and Peggy Hartshorn, and it's called Fathers.
The daughter's sense of self-worth and her identity as a woman and on to be a wife and a mother as well. There's a lot of statistics that talk about the the father wound, and that's not just in father-son relationships. Of course, father-son relationships are important because sons learn how to be husbands and fathers by the modeling that their father does. Peggy, do you have any thoughts on this whole thing, and what have you seen, maybe Heartbeat International through your work there, of the impact of fathers and the importance of fathers?
It is astounding because we, of course, work with so many single moms in pregnancy help centers. Often, one reason that women seek abortion primarily is the reaction or response of the father of the child when they tell him that they're pregnant. Women say that this is really the response of the father of the child, the main